B'tochen for Life, share number 162, Sunday, Parshas Kisavai. We are talking about the importance of maintaining levels of kivui, levels of hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when a person does not see the Yeshua, and Chazal stress it with the power of tefillah. They say even if a person doesn't see Yeshua, he should be kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem, never give up, constantly push on, and always have hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we just wanted to add, let's say a person davens, or has bitachin, or in this case, kivui for something, and he actually never sees the Yeshua. And this is a very important concept. Rachmal Aslan, he was davening for someone who was sick, and the person was nifter. So he hoped, he had tikva, and he davened, and he ultimately did not see the Yeshua. So this is a very fundamental idea which helps us understand in a deeper sense why hope is so important. We have to understand that the objective of the hope and the tefillah is not necessarily the thing that we are hoping for, because there are many calculations that go on in Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the future, and he knows how many dinim rachmana litzlan, how many problems a person is chas v'shalom supposed to be faced with. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and says that this person chas v'shalom is supposed to be nifter, and there's nothing to do about it. Of course, if a person has very high levels of bitachin, anything could be changed. That we will, in Mirtz Hashem, discuss. But in the basic levels that we are referring to of tikva and tefillah, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that there is no way out of this situation. But as long as the person holds on, he has tikva, or he has tefillah because of his tikva, he feels that there's still a possibility that the Ribbono Shel Olam will save him, he is doing something tremendous for himself. Because every minute of tikva and every tefillah that a person has gives a person schusim and will send a person a Yeshua in a different area. And the Rabbeinu Yoina writes, we mentioned this once, that if a person does not receive the Yeshua in the area that he was hoping for, he will see a greater Yeshua in a different area. So this is the reason why sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu can prolong a situation in order to get us to have that tikva. Will that tikva work in this area? Sometimes yeah, sometimes no. But tikva always works and is the highest form of schus that a person can have. And that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in a situation that he seems to feel that there's no way out, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to feel that tikva for him. Because even if the tikva won't help in this situation, but the tikva will help him, Mirtz Hashem, even greater in a situation that you don't even know was coming to you. And that's why tikva is so important. And even if Chas V'Shalom person does not see the outcome of his tikva, says Rabbeinu Yoina, you have to realize that the tikva and the tefillah protects you in the future from many, many more tzaras, rachmana litzlan, that was supposed to come on a person. Every minute of tikva will give a person schusim and bring a person yeshuas, whether we see it or we don't. And that is the importance of always feeling tikva. And again, basic tikva is just to feel hopeful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way out. Will he or won't he? I don't know. But I know that there's a possibility. And to Hashem, it's not difficult to save me. Every second of feeling that feeling is a schus of tikva, the most powerful schus that a person can attain.